This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023, on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. We begin with a couple of stories about our local motorways. The Washington State Department of Transportation advises that travelers using both directions of US 101 in Sequim and Port Angeles should plan for extra travel time. Road striping is underway between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. each day through this coming Thursday. Maintenance crews are repainting lines in both directions of US 101 between milepost 270 in Sequim and milepost 247 in Port Angeles, and travelers can expect intermittent single-lane closures in both directions and congestion approaching a slow-moving paint truck. Drivers are reminded not to cross newly painted lines on the roadway. Which brings us to a fatal car accident on US 101 in Gardner last Friday afternoon. Two people, including a seven-year-old, were killed in a head-on collision. According to Washington State Patrol, a Honda Civic driven by Shayla Umfanor, 33, of Port Hadlock, was headed southbound and encountered slowing traffic. She crossed the center line and hit a northbound SUV head-on. Neither Umfanor nor her passenger, a seven-year-old boy, were wearing seatbelts. Both died at the scene. The driver of the other vehicle, a 66-year-old woman, was taken to Jefferson Hospital for her injuries. US 101 at Old Gardner Road was fully blocked for roughly 3 hours due to the incident. We also have two updates on previous stories. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office reports that they have recovered the body of missing hiker Joshua Guerrier, 28, from Olympia. Guerrier had been missing since May 29th. It had been presumed that he had entered the river near Ranger Hole, a water pool located at the end of a short hike from milepost 4 on Duckabush River Road. Guerrier left behind his dog, clothing, hiking supplies, and cellular phone on the riverbank. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office detectives were assisted by Jefferson Search and Rescue, Brennan Fire Department, and a cadaver police dog from Mason County Search and Rescue. The Mason County K-9 team followed a trail that led to finding Guerrier's body partially submerged in water, wedged against debris in the river near milepost 2 on July 1st, the sheriff's office said on its Facebook page. The Kitsap County Medical Examiner's Office conducted an examination, identified Guerrier, and determined the cause of death to be drowning. The manner of death was ruled accidental. And, last week I reported that a woman died in Kitsap County Jail in undetermined circumstances. According to the Kitsap Sun, the Kitsap County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the woman as 46-year-old Rhonda L. McKelvey of Bremerton. An autopsy has determined McKelvey's manner of death was natural and that the cause of her death was a subarachnoid hemorrhage due to a ruptured cerebral aneurysm. The Kitsap County Sheriff's Office said the woman was being held in jail after she was arrested last week on suspicion of fourth-degree assault in a domestic violence case and was found dead early Monday morning. Yesterday, the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Chiefs of Police released its annual report for 2022 crime in Washington. The fundamental conclusions were that crime was up and law enforcement staffing was down in 2022. The report shows that there were 394 murders in 2022, an increase of 16.6% over 2021, the highest number of murders recorded since the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs began collecting this data in 1980. Homicides have increased 96% since 2019. Crimes against persons, property, and society all increased, and violent crimes showed an increase of 8.9%. The total number of commissioned officers statewide was 10,666, down from 10,736 in 2021, while the total population of the state increased by 93,262 to roughly 7.9 million. Washington, again, is ranked 51st out of 50 states and District of Columbia for the number of officers per 1,000 residents. A bright spot, if you can call it that, was that there were 1,444 arrests for drug narcotic violations, down from 2,163 in 2021. The Crime in Washington 2022 report is compiled with data from 231 state, county, municipal, and tribal agencies and is designed to give residents, elected officials, and law enforcement data-driven information about crime in their communities. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.